Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen this week as we count down the Talk Radio Top 10 Talk Topics as tabulated by Say That. My God, I love saying that. Talkers Magazine, and every single week you listen to talk radio about the big top talkets of the week. And so this week, from the week of September 16th to the week of September 20th, these are your top 10 topics. Kevin, go ahead and give us the, what is the top 10 here?
Well, thank you, Rich. First, I want to tell you that, yeah, Doug never uses the word tabulated.
So, tabulated, why not?
No, I'm impressed. Got a lot of stories this week, actually, Rich, because a lot of ties, just tons and tons of stories. So as I go through this, there are going to be ties. Some of them are related and some of them are not. But I talked to a number of hosts, and they were saying that it was basically a big buffet this week if you're a talk show host. So here we are. Number 10 this week, we have a tie. Area 51 Facebook raid, Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, and Cokie Roberts dies. At number 9 this week, Israeli election tied with the Brexit turmoil and the Trudeau brown face scandal. At number 8, healthcare reform with the related opioid epidemic and Purdue Chapter 11 filing. At number 7 this week, climate change tied with gun control and immigration reform. Those three topics tend to be in just about every week in different places. Number 6 this week, 2020 presidential race tied with Trump's California visit and the Long Island student stabbing. Number 5, a new national security advisor is named and the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. At number 4 this week, U.S.-China relations, the economy, and Fed rates cuts. At number 3, our standalone, really the only one on the chart, basically, is the new Kavanaugh allegations. At number 2 this week, the Lewandowski hearings and Democrats' impeachment strategy tied with the intelligence Trump whistleblower report. And a top story this week, U.S.-Iran tensions and the related Saudi oil attack.
All right, the top 10 people this week are...
Top 10 people this week. Sean Spicer and Cokie Roberts come in at number 10. At number 9, Boris Johnson and Justin Trudeau tie. Number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu and his political rival, Benny Gantz. At number 7, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, Democrats all running for president. And number 6, Robert O'Brien. At 5, Brett Kavanaugh and Robin Pogrebin and Kate Kelly, the two writers from the New York Times who wrote the book. At number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Gerald Nadler. Number 3, Corey Lewandowski. At number 2, Javad Zarif. And at number 1, Donald Trump, of course.
When we look at people like Cokie Roberts passing away, where are we with this? And Victoria, you're the reporter here among the three of us. Where does this put us with, in the world of reporting?
Well, I'm really an analyst these days, but I think in the world of reporting, I don't think it moves the needle very much from where we were a few days ago.
But we've lost another connection to real reporters that we're all used to growing up that gave us the facts. And we all know Cokie Roberts was swung to the left a little bit, and that's fine. But she for most
she didn't
of her career,
in her reporting.
Right. She was fair. And we don't have everything.
And we don't actually know if she swung to the left, because I've listened to her analysis on NPR. And if anything, I thought she was center to center right.
I think it's guilt by association. She worked for
NPR. I don't know where Cokie Roberts came down on anything, to be really honest with you.
So back to the main point. Is this more of the torch burning out of the actual real reporters that we know?
I don't think so, because I think there's a lot of really good reporting being done right now. What I think is also great is that they're not necessarily big names. I think if you go to a lot of the outlets like the Associated Press, like Reuters, like Fox News, like the Washington Post that continues to break great stories, like the BBC. There are stories and stories and stories. If you go to local newspapers, which unfortunately are dying, there are great reporters out there who are breaking stories all the time. The Miami Herald. Newspapers like this, there are great reporters doing great work, and we don't need to know their names. Yeah. We need to know their stories.
So, Kevin, in talk radio, I mean, all of these radio stations used to have reporters on the ground, hitting the streets every single day. And of course, a lot of talk radio really gives these voices a place to air that they might not get otherwise. So a lot of these reporters end up being on talk radio, and it's a new voice for everything. How does talk radio handle reporting the facts as opposed to opinion?
Well, at talk radio stations, as you point out, there are fewer and fewer with larger news staffs. In big cities, you have them, but larger markets, you still have reporters who are working and doing their jobs. And I think, like Victoria said, there are a lot of reporters on news talk radio stations. There are reporters at publications across the country who are doing their jobs and are doing reporting the way it's supposed to be done, looking for facts and reporting facts. And I think it's the same on news talk radio stations for the most part. Now, the station itself may, its programming, the opinion shows may lean to the right or be, arch conservative for that matter. The news department still, to a large extent, as far as Talkers Magazine can tell, really do exercise some degree of neutrality and still try to be reporters and not try to opine very much. I think it's interesting, and Victoria, I agree with what Victoria said about the refined reporting out there. You hear people say fake news, and they try to say, well, the New York Times is fake news. You could find about 100 conservatives if you tried who would tell you right away they wouldn't believe anything published in the New York Times. But if you took the New York Times, opened it up, and looked and said, okay, well, look at this story. Do you think it's fake? And it could be a non-political story. And they would say, well, no, that's not. But, and then they point to one point, one story, one incident where there seems to have been some sort of opinion going on, and then that tarnishes the whole paper, unfortunately. It lights a lot of people's minds anyway.
The circumstance this week is going to give those people fuel for their fire, and that's the unfortunate part about it. So, all right, number nine is we have the Israeli election, Brexit turmoil, and the Trudeau brown face scandal. So we can't do 36 topics this hour, but I want to go ahead and pick the Trudeau brown face scandal to jump on that for a minute because it's just fun. I don't know, how long ago was it that he did this infraction, Victoria?
It was quite a long time ago. I believe it was college. I think it was quite a long time ago.
So no less offensive.
Everything we did in college. It is offensive. It's offensive.
It's offensive. And now we look at it as like, wow, you really can't do that. And so what do we do with this now? Virginia, they had two guys who did it in blackface. They're still in office. They're still got their jobs. What do we do with this now with people who find something in their college past that we find offensive 30 years later?
That's an interesting question because, I think back to my college days, and first, I'm really glad that phones with cameras didn't exist. But at the same time, I think about the things I did, and I didn't do anything that was racial or misogynistic or anything like that I think I could be called to the carpet on. So you wonder, these guys probably should be held to a higher standard. They're leading nations, or they're serving in Parliament or in Congress or whatever. It actually is serious. You can say, well, it was just a college prank or it was Halloween and we did something, but maybe it's more than that. I knew back in the 80s that blackface was wrong when I was in college, so, why didn't Trudeau when he was in college in the 90s or whatever?
Yeah, or frat parties doing sexual things. Kavanaugh, 30 years later, he's got a frat party. What's going on there? So
doing sexual things, I think shoving your penis into somebody's mouth or into somebody's face is more than doing a sexual thing. It's an assault.
Never proven. So.
No, but, I didn't say, I'm not saying him. I'm saying doing that is a sexual assault.
True.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number six, 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island statement. Let's jump into the 2020 presidential race. Oh, I'm sorry, number seven, climate change, gun control, and immigration reform. Climate change, world protests going on this weekend, Kevin. How are the talk radio stations around the country talking about the world protests on climate change?
Well, the news departments will report it, and the talk show hosts, if they are very conservative, will by and large dismiss it as, a bunch of snowflakes whining about something that isn't real. That's what they will say in general.
So Victoria,
to put it in a sentence.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think right-wing conservative talk radio will basically say this is a non-starter by a bunch of snowflakes and move on from it. Victoria, what do you think it's going to do you think it will change? Do you think Tuesday after these protests are done that anybody will have any different viewpoint than they have today?
No, I don't think so. And I think this is where we are right now, that we've lost or we are in danger of losing the ability to talk to each other and to listen to each
yes.
other. And if we lose that, I'm not going to say we lose everything, but we lose something that's very important to us as human beings, particularly people who have very different points of view, because we can't get to what reality or the truth is, and then we can't get to solutions and answers. So this is really getting to be quite tragic.
I blame social media for a lot of this, because people don't talk face-to-face like we are right here. I mean, even though we're not face-to-face, we're virtually. And I saw a great video on Facebook this week that pretty much just broke down social media and simplified it in one little video. It was a gate for a driveway and an automatic gate, and there was dogs on both sides of the gate barking at each other ferociously, just going rah, 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 at each other's throats, right? I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you. And then all of a sudden somebody hits the button, and the gate opens, and dogs just all walk away. So when they had access to each other, they refused to bark at each other. But when the gate was closed, they were going at each other. And it's just, it's a sad thing. So 20 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The following 60 seconds is about you having safe and effective blood sugar support from Curalin. One out of every three of us is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net. Curalin is a phenomenal dietary supplement addressing the issue, no negative side effects. It works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested and approved for specific effects on glycemic response. You need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels? Go to Curalin.net. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. And for a limited time, I've arranged $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Go to Curalin.net. Use the coupon code DJV. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to be in control. Go to Curalin.net. Use the promo code DJV. Get started with $20 off.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're counting down the top 10, and we are here at number 6 with the 2020 presidential race, tied with Trump's California visit and the Long Island student stabbing. Victoria, Trump's California visit. I know that he walked out of San Francisco basically saying, stop your homeless people from defecating on the street. What else did we get out of that trip?
That he raised a lot of money.
In California. See, and that's
because there are people, there are obviously people, if California is a very big state, there are people who are Trump supporters with a lot of money in California, and it's a good place for him to go.
Is that the only value for him there in California? Is he actually going to stump there and see if he can get any kind of votes, or is he just going to raise money and move on to other states where he's got a chance?
If he's smart, he's going to raise money.
And then move on.
Yeah, move on.
All right, so in the 2020 presidential race, we had de Blasio jump out this weekend, and that's no surprise. The guy was in there for what? To build his resume, to get a point across? What was his whole purpose for jumping in? Did he really think he had a chance?
Pass.
Okay. Kevin, you want to take a shot at that? Did Bill de Blasio actually think that he had a chance with the president?
Yeah, I don't. You know, that's funny. There's two kinds of people who run for president. People who do it just to make a point, or maybe to say they've run for president, or because they've got one particular issue they want to hammer on. And then there are people who really do think that they can win. And de Blasio may have fallen into that category. Maybe. You know, I don't know. It's hard to say what people are thinking, but, you know.
You are exactly right. You have two people. There are people who think they can actually win it, and then there are people who just want to build their resume. So you have the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, whatever. And I put Donald Trump in that same category. Trump had no intention. Well, I don't know. I hear that.
Well, I mean, I think Trump is a lot like Yang. I think there are people who suggest that Trump did not expect to get the nomination.
He did not.
Whether that's true or not, you don't think he did?
No.
No, I think he is surprised as anybody that he won the presidential. I think once he got the nomination, I think he thought he could win. But I didn't think he'd ever thought, and I thought he did it for marketing purposes. He thought it was a brilliant marketing move, and I'm going to be more popular than ever, and I'm going to get another TV show, and hey, look at this, I won the nomination. Now what? And yeah. Once he gets that now what moment, he just plows forward and he just takes it. So, all right. So other than de Blasio dropping out, any other big movements this week, Victoria?
I think we did see in some polls that Biden and Warren were pulling away from the pack, which I think was interesting. And I think one thing that we're seeing is that Sanders supporters from 2016 seem to have decided, you know something, we're seeing Warren as more interesting and more electable than Sanders. Because she has real detailed plans and she speaks to people like people. She speaks really the language of the voter. And she doesn't sound angry all the time. She doesn't sound angry. I don't think she is angry. And she seems to, I think, voters electable. And I think there's a sense among voters that that Bernie's time has come and gone.
Do people look at Bernie as crazy, or do they look at him as just animated? And
no, animated. They don't think he's crazy.
Is she just a more stable version of Bernie?
No, not stable, because they don't think he's crazy. No, they think she's more electable. They think she's got good policy. And when she speaks, she speaks so clearly. She speaks so plainly. Look, if she can go to West Virginia and turn around an entire hall full of laid off miners and get the entire room to put their hands up and say they'd sign up for Medicare for All, she can do a lot of things.
There it is, 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Company.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a report from Texas, the remnants of former Hurricane Imelda continue moving slowly inland after dropping an already staggering 40 inches of rain in southeast Texas. Reagan Baker, the Jefferson County Deputy Sheriff, had this to say.
And the people we're rescuing saying they have more water now in their houses than they did during Harvey.
Three people have already died from Imelda, and over 500 were rescued from its floodwaters in the last 36 hours in one county alone. Imelda, which made landfall as a tropical storm near Freeport, could bring 3 to 10 inches of rain in the overnight, according to the National Weather Service. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 fell 14.72 to 29.92. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 159 points to 29.935. And the NASDAQ lost 65 points to 81.17. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Four past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden and for Doug Steffen traveling this weekend, along with Kevin Casey of Talkers Magazine and Victoria Jones of DC Radio Group. Talking down, counting down your top 10 talk topics of the week. We're plugging our way through it. And let's have Kevin go through the list. Kevin, if you would do the honors, please.
Back 10 to 1 again?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. We got a lot of ties this week. At number 10, Area 51 Facebook raid, tied with Spicer on Dancing with the Stars and Cokie Roberts dies. Number 9, Israeli election, tied with the Brexit turmoil and the Trudeau brownface scandal. At number 8, healthcare reform, tied with opioid epidemic and Purdue Chapter 11. Number 7, climate change, gun control, and immigration reform, all tied together. At number 6, 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island student stabbing. At number 5, new national security advisor named, tied with the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. At number 4, U.S.-China relations, the economy, and the Fed rates cuts. At number 3, the new Kavanaugh allegations. At number 4 this week, Lewandowski hearings, tied with the Democrats' impeachment strategy and intelligence Trump whistleblower report. And at number 1, U.S.-Iran tensions and the Saudi oil attack.
All right, so we've made it through number 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6 here. Let's hit number 5 here with the new national security advisor and the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. Victoria, Trump seems to be trying his best to get out of Afghanistan and not able to do it. And it seems to me, what do people's opinion of Trump have on his military aspect? Because he wants to talk to North Korea. He doesn't want to go to war. The number one topic here, the U.S.-Iran tensions, the Saudi oil attack. He's the kind of the dove when it comes to Iran and going after them, whereas Secretary of State is more hawkish on this. What is everybody's opinion of Trump and when it comes to war and how he's handling this?
Well, I think that it varies depending on people's view of him generally. But I think part of the view is that he shifts his views. I think the sense is that he probably does not want to go to war with Iran because he definitely does seem to want to get out of Afghanistan. I think most people want to get out of Afghanistan, and the U.S. is withholding about $100 million in aid to Afghanistan because of corruption in the Afghan government. Mm-hmm. Of course, they've got elections next month. And these Taliban talks were wildly unpopular, both within the administration and with Congress, particularly in the lead-up to 9/11 being held at Camp David, which was a little surprising. But I think that his Iran strategy is viewed as mixed. Now, his new national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, who he wants, is also a hawk on Iran, by the way, and on North Korea, and on China. And so, and in fact, his book has a foreword written by John Bolton. So this is going to be kind of interesting. So I don't know how different his views are going to be from John Bolton's, and just how this is going to work out.
That's really interesting that he fires Bolton and then hires a guy whose book's foreword is written by Bolton.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's really interesting to me how he is kind of really takes his time and looks at these situations. And with Iran, I'd rather do it with tariffs or with new sanctions and handle China with tariffs than I would have to have any kind of military altercations with them.
Well, he may also do some cyber attacks against Iran. We've already done that once this year.
It's very successful. And that's the new war plan anyway. So, all right, let's move on to number four here. But it's kind of dovetails into this with China relations, the economy, and Fed rate cuts. Kevin, it seems to me that, you're up in Boston, just north of New York, where Trump is from. Trump and his tariffs thing, it just seems to me like it's more of the art of the deal. It's a negotiation process. A lot of people look at the economy and the effects of the tariffs on the economy and are being hurt by it. And you can understand that they're being hurt, the farmers and a lot of other businesses. But is this the art of the deal? And do people in radio stations around the country look at it like this is a negotiation process?
Well, I think, they do look at it as if it's a negotiating process, and it is. The question is, it's whether, Donald Trump's art of the deal technique works in the world of, international relations the way it works in the commercial real estate industry. And there are a lot of people who will say, no, it doesn't, that they're very different techniques, and they don't expect it to work. Others say, hey, maybe this guy can make this work. A lot of people have gripes about China, whether they agree with the president's tactics or not. And interestingly, though, while we've said all of this, if you go to the Midwest, at least anecdotally, you can find farmers who are being hurt by this who will tell you they'll vote for Trump again.
Yeah. Well, I think in the end, they see this as a good thing because they're being taken advantage of by Chinese products and pricing. So I think he definitely has to be tough on China. It's something they've been just had us over a barrel for the past 20, 30 years, and this needs to be stopped. So, all right, number three, the new Kavanaugh allegations, which I don't think are really new. Victoria, let's talk about this book that...
Mm. Can we just mention that they're not new and that a Democratic member of Congress referred them to the FBI before Kavanaugh's hearing, and the FBI did not investigate them?
Yeah, just so you guys know, the reason that we phrased it new Kavanaugh allegations so that it's not confused with the previous allegation for which.
But I think you properly titled it because a lot of people think they are new, even though they really come. So, Victoria, let's look at this book that's being written about the whole Kavanaugh investigation. And does it tell us anything new? Are we getting any new information, or are we just rehashing the old stuff?
Well, I haven't read the book yet, so I can't speak to that. But I think we are definitely going to be getting new stuff because it's a very detailed book, and you're going to be getting accounts from witnesses that didn't come out. And remember that the FBI investigation was not as detailed as was hoped for by some. And as I said, a Democratic senator, I'm trying to remember who it was. I want to say it was Chris Coons, but I'm not going to say that because I could be wrong, reported to the FBI one of these investigations, one of these allegations that's in the book before in enough time before his hearing that it could have been investigated, and it wasn't investigated by the FBI. So he wasn't able to be asked about it. So, and that's one of the ones in the book. So, you know, there's this sense that, well, they could, you know, if there's anything else out there, it could just continue to drip because the FBI did what some people are saying is a cursory investigation of him. And this goes back to, we need to have thorough investigations of nominees so that this kind of stuff doesn't happen.
He's been appointed. Is it too late? I mean, do you not think that we had a thorough investigation after a judge
has
been appointed?
No, I don't think we did have a thorough investigation.
Can we still go in and investigate them? And then what happens? Then do they impeach him off of the bench?
They'd have to impeach him. It sounds highly unlikely to me.
So the legal opinion that I read about impeachment is that it's generally, not generally, but almost always is intended to apply to crimes and misdemeanors committed while in office, not something that was, you know, alleged like 30 years ago or 40 years ago in this case, and that would be a very, very difficult legal road to go as far as what I've read.
So
I think Nancy Pelosi is gonna knock that one on the head as firmly as she's trying to knock the impeachment of Donald Trump on the head.
I don't think Nancy Pelosi has any control over anything. She can't stop the Trump the Trump stuff, and she wants to. She does not want to see Trump impeached, but she can't stop it. She's not in control. Do you think?
Well, there was a very interesting closed-door meeting between her and aides and the House Judiciary Committee, and she's telling them they're going way off the rails
right
with their impeachment. And she said, you can leak that to the press, because she just thinks that they're going in the wrong direction.
Well,
she knows this is going to hurt the Democrats.
She's not stupid. She knows how this is going to play out in the election. She knows how this is going to play out, and they don't. And she's trying to tell them, and nobody wants to listen to her.
Well, and she's furious with the way they handled the Corey Lewandowski hearing. Furious. She thinks they handled it completely appallingly. She also thinks they should have held him in contempt on the spot, which is what she says she would have done. She's just flummoxed by how badly they
held it. All right, so that brings us into number two with the Lewandowski hearings, the impeachment strategy, and the Trump whistleblower report. So Lewandowski, this guy is... he stood up to everybody and basically played them like a fiddle. Do you think he walks away from this unscathed? Or, I mean, they weren't able to hold him in contempt of court.
Well, they can still hold him in contempt. They can do it later, but it's kind of... Who cares? Nobody's going to take any notice. The one person who tied him up in knots was their counsel, their lawyer, at the end of the day, who tripped him up repeatedly and schooled the Democrats. And this is how you ask questions, and this is how you get prepared for a hearing. And people on the House Judiciary Committee, they're fairly serious members of Congress who usually know how to ask questions. And if any of them have ever watched Corey Lewandowski do an interview, don't they know that this is how he is, is what he does? This was like, did they not have their coffee this morning?
Kevin.
Or did they not properly prepare, as you hinted at, you know?
What are the odds that Lewandowski ends up with a talk radio show, Kevin?
50-50.
All right, so let's hit the Trump whistleblower report, because that hit at the end of the week, and it's getting really big here over the weekend. Kevin, when you look at these stories like the whistleblower report, and CNN is just all over it, How is the right or the center right talk radio crowd going to respond to that?
Well, I think that they'll be debating whether or not whatever the president said to whatever foreign official or leader they're talking about here, the debate will be, is that within the president's purview as far as dealing with leaders of foreign nations? Is what he did, illegal or improper or not? But how can they argue it when we don't know what was said or to whom? We just know that someone felt it was strong enough to sound an alarm.
You know, Victoria and I talked about this a little earlier. I think it's fascinating. And Victoria, give us 60 seconds on this again. When the president's talking to a world leader on the phone, there are around 20-some other people on that call, and then people standing in the room. And the president tweeted, "Do you think I'm that dumb to try and do something illegal when I know that there's this audience of, CIA, NSA, analysts and translators and everything on the phone?" So what's the process again, Victoria, for somebody who's on that call to cry foul and become a whistleblower?
Yeah, let's add that at the end of that tweet, Trump seemed to give himself some wiggle room by saying, "I would only do what is right anyway and only do good for the USA, exclamation mark, which is sort of a, bit of a Trumpism. So after the call, normally, this is important, is that both sides normally give readouts, very brief factual readouts of that the two leaders exchange greetings and discuss this and discuss this and discuss this. And they don't say the nature of the discussions or that, they sneezed and that they disagreed or anything like that. And what's always interesting is to read the United States readout and then to read the foreign readout, because they're always very different.
Right.
And the Ukrainian readout gives the details.
All right. Well, this one's not going to go away. It's growing and growing. And it'll give us something to talk about next week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Until then, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. Love having you on. Victoria, thank you for being here. This is Rich McFadden for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The way to lose weight using Calitrin, Calotren. This jumpstarts it, and that's really what helps you to keep the weight off, isn't it?
It is, and it's hard to talk about that because a lot of people are like, "Well, I've got a wedding next weekend and I want to lose a lot of weight." This is not the product to do that. You're not going to drop 10 pounds in 10 days, but if you stick with it, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better than you have in years.
So this is just a support, and the thing that is best about it and the reason that I endorse it is because I'm a naturalist. This has no stimulants whatsoever. It's all natural. So you'll be on the top of the world, as the bottle says, using Calitrin. So go to toploss.com. There's a big sale on right now. Use the DJV code and you get free shipping as well. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today. today at 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen. Counting down your top 10 talk topics. Let's go through the list again and just kind of see where we landed at the end of the week here. At number 10, we have the Area 51 Facebook raid, Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars, and the Cokie Roberts passing away. Number 9, the Israeli elections, the Brexit turmoil, and the Trudeau brown face scandal. I don't see that one going away. That one's going to stick around for probably all of next week. We will probably be talking about that next week. Let's see here. Number 8, health care reform, the opioid epidemic, and the pharmaceutical company Purdue Chapter 11. They are going to reorganize, and that family's got more money. Even if they do close down, you will not get to that family, unfortunately, and that's a shame. Number 7, climate change, gun control, and immigration reform. The climate change, you got all the world protests going on this weekend. And my big question here is, anybody protesting in the countries that are the worst offenders? Is anybody protesting in India? Is anybody protesting in China? Is anybody protesting in all of the countries that really need to make the biggest changes? Obviously, in China, you're probably not going to protest because they'll just kill you there. But, you know, here in the United States and Australia and the UK and Europe, you know, we are already doing, maybe not as much as we can, according to some people, but we do a pretty good job on trying to keep pollution and the environment in a good place. We really need to figure out a way to make some of these worst offenders work at it a little bit better, because let me tell you something. I can eat all the paper, use all the paper straws I want. It's not going to help India with their paper straws flowing into the oceans. Number six, the 2020 presidential race, Trump's California visit, and the Long Island student stabbing. The presidential race, Warren coming on a little stronger. You know, let's say Warren does beat out Biden. She's still considered pretty far to the left, and I don't see somebody that far left. That was Biden's thing. Biden's thing is he's appears more centrist. He's obviously got the name recognition. Is he going to be able to take on Trump? Yeah, I mean, he would be the most likely one to have a shot at it. Warren, I don't see it. So if she's the one who actually ends up walking away with this, I don't know. You got Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, going back to his job in New York as the mayor, doing a horrible job because he dropped out over the weekend. He probably passed out too. Number five, the new national security advisor is named, and the U.S.-Afghanistan strategy. Trump trying to get out of Afghanistan, it's a tougher, easier said than done. You leave the void there, and this is what all the military generals know. If you leave a void in Afghanistan, weeds will grow, and they don't want to do that. Number four, the U.S.-China relations, the economy, and the Fed rate cuts. Trump, and this is what I always come to this, Trump is negotiating with China. He's a hard-line negotiator. It takes a while. It doesn't happen overnight. Yes, the tariffs hurt. Yes, they are not good for the economy. But in the long term, in 5 years, once we get new deals with all of these countries, with India, with Mexico, with Canada, with the UK, the European Union, and with China, we will be the better for it. But it's going to take some growing pains. Number three, the new Kavanaugh allegations. They are not new. They are being rehashed. The New York Times is help kind of throw this into the limelight this week. So those will be sticking around for a few weeks to come for sure. The people who wrote the book, I can't remember the name of the book, but the people who wrote the book that all of this come from, these new allegations, quote unquote, walk away and they say, listen, if you read the book, it actually comes out good for Kavanaugh. Everybody says he's a great family man. Everybody says he coached his daughter's soccer teams and was nothing but a model citizen and a model coach. If you read the book, it actually walks away with a lot of positives for him. Number two, Corey Lewandowski hearings, where he just played those hearings like a fiddle. The Democratic impeachment strategy. Nancy Pelosi does not want this. She knows how it'll play out in the elections. And the intelligence Trump whistleblower. this is going to grow. The whistleblower, it's an interesting thing because how does Trump talk to anybody on the phone if he's got 20 people listening, and what does he do with those conversations? Can he really have a conversation? And then number one, the U.S.-Iran tensions and the Saudi oil attack. Trump's going to throw more tariffs on it, even though he's got some hawkish generals and Secretary of State wanting to do something a little bit more. But we'll see how that plays out. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 58 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.